Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning into our Boardroom Chats. Once again, we're so excited that you take time out of your busy day to watch this. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. And I thank you in advance for all you have done for this ministry, spiritually, physically, financially. We got such great partners, you know. And I hope everybody had a great Easter, because we had a good one. Mm-hmm. It was a blessing of the Lord. I'm still getting all kind of comments and compliments on the sermon that I preached at the church. And it was a blessing. But Easter is the birthday of the church. I'm going to tell you, it's so wonderful. So happy Easter to everyone. And if you're in a country that doesn't celebrate that, do it yourself at your own house. You can. And some people don't believe in Christianity.
Yeah, this goes all over the world.
Amen.
We're celebrating still. We celebrate it every day, because the Amen. Fact that Jesus rose from the dead totally transforms our whole life.
Amen.
Not just for this life, but for eternity.
All right. Are we ready to get into this? I want to ask you a question, Kathy. Ready?
I'm ready, I think.
Why'd you choose me to be your husband?
Oh, well, you asked me.
No, you asked me. You know we've been arguing for 50 years.
Well,
but I mean, even if whoever asked, why did you choose me?
Well, I fell in love with you.
You did, huh? Did I fall in love with myself, too, like you said?
Well, I don't know about that.
You said that we both fell in love
with
the same person.
It's good to love yourself.
Jesse.
Just so you love others more.
I want to talk today about choices.
Okay.
Because choices are so vitally important, how you live your life, spiritually, physically, financially. In every way, shape, or form, the Bible is completely full of choices. And God gave us free will to choose whatever we want to choose, at any given time. You know, you can choose to go to hell if you want to. I don't know why you would. You can choose to go to heaven, and that you should. You can choose to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. You can choose to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. You can choose to live long and prosper, even as your soul prosper. So many different choices if you just choose the right thing.
Yes.
I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30. It's a very familiar scripture where God puts before these people called Israel a choice. He tells them what he would choose, but he gives them the opportunity to choose whatsoever they want. And I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, Kathy. And you can, if you want to read it in a different translation, you can. And it's verse 19. He says, this is Moses talking to Israel and God speaking through Moses. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, I always say that anytime there's a therefore, find out what it's there for. Therefore, choose life. Notice that's what God was doing. That both thou and thy seed may live, not just survive, but live.
Right.
And so many people, especially the church world, has taught, instead of being blessed, to survive, barely get by, because mm-hmm. they think it's a holy thing. Well, if it was so holy, why wasn't Adam and Eve, when they were first created, put into a poverty situation? God chose the blessing of the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm. He gave them the best.
The best ever, in every which way, shape, or form.
And he said, it's good.
And he said it was, when he said he created it very good.
Yeah, that's when he created man and woman.
It was just such a blessing of the Lord. Now, you think about that. So people ask me all the time, and a lot of times I get really persecuted because I've chose to live blessed, spiritually, physically, and financially. I chose to live holy. There's no secret sin here. Me and Kathy, there ain't no secret sin here. There's no sexual sin, none of that kind of craziness in any way, shape, because when we got born again, and I always say it all the time, if you don't like the way you was born, try it again. And it's such a blessing that we chose to be holy. And I've said this so many times, people think holiness is restrictive when really it's freedom. Mm-hmm. Freedom to live like God lives. And yet people mm-hmm. might criticize, who do you think you are? Living the way God said I could. See, I chose to do that. I chose to walk in honor. Honor is a gift a person gives to themselves. So this book of the Bible is a book of great choices. Even in John 3:16, which is, in my opinion, the most popular scripture probably in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He chose to give Jesus and with the anointing called Christ so he could receive Christians.
And even then, it was a choice Jesus made to
That's
come
right.
to the earth, to lay down his life, to be tortured basically on the cross, to die for the sins of the world. It was a choice. But you know, the whole Bible is a record of choices.
That's right.
People that made good choices or bad choices.
Right.
And we get to see the results of it. So what a blessing it is that we do have the Word of God to show us the results of making a wrong choice or making a right choice.
Well, you chose, when we were married, we were not saved, you understand? And I was a heathen from hell. But when Kathy got born again, she chose that to minister to me and in essence
to believe God for you to get born again.
No matter what she saw. And I tell you, I gave her many opportunities to walk out the door, quit, and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't care about nobody. She always said that Jesse and Kathy, we fell in love with the same person, Jesse. And I was a very selfish man. I'm not going to lie about that. That was just simply the truth. But when I chose Jesus Christ on Labor Day weekend, 1974, I did not realize the magnitude of what that choice would be. Mm. I had no concept that it would overtake my complete life.
Yeah.
Spiritually, physically, financially, complete. I was always a generous person, even as a small boy, even when I was a heathen. But Bob, my generosity since I got born again has exploded. I mean, into the hundredfold. And it's just that's a blessing to be able to choose to be a blessing.
Yeah, and so at the time when you were choosing Christ, choosing to believe in Jesus as your Savior, the enemy probably told you, oh, you're gonna go down in poverty because we had a successful life financially.
Very successful,
you were a nightclub entertainer. But actually the choice took you toward the blessing rather than away from it. And God has blessed all the works of our hands, like he says in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
But I noticed the blessing made a choice to come to me.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize it.
It was offered to you.
It was just completely. It was one of the most amazing things.
Your mother used to say, it's just your tough luck that you're getting saved, whether you like it or not. I didn't really know she had said that. When, years later, I remember her telling us that. And you knew it because she'd tell you that.
And I didn't believe a word she said. You know what I'm saying? I called it the God stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I hate to say this, it's the truth. Every time I got around church people, I didn't see too much godliness. I saw people bitter, mean, mad at someone in the church or something silly. And I thought, what do I want to be around that for? You know what I'm trying to say? And that was the truth, you know, and I didn't understand it in any way, shape, or form.
And the devil made sure you saw those types of people.
That's right.
But, you know, even when you make a choice to live for Jesus, at one point in your life, mine was back in May of 1973, every day we have a choice to stay on that road of following him completely. Otherwise, if we don't, the enemy comes in to pull us back into the flesh realm and everything. So we have a choice. And so, Mary, I was telling you that your mother said, it's just your choice, tough luck you're
born. Just your tough luck you were born to me.
I think that when I got born again, I started thinking in those same terms. I don't know if I used the same words, but it was just your tough luck you're married to me.
Yeah.
So, I feel that way about everything that belongs to me that God has brought into my life, my children, my prosperity, my home, our ministry. That belongs to us, and I refuse to let the enemy steal any part of the plan that God has for my life. So I'm thankful that God gave me the grace to during that 2-year period, almost 2 years before you got born again, because I knew that one day you would make a choice. I remember actually thinking this, and I was a brand new believer. I'd never read the Bible
before I got born again. It's cold in this studio. That's all right. I'm gonna button my shirt. Don't worry about it.
That won't help.
Help. Don't let that air go
down. I thought
you
were listening to what I was saying.
I'm listening, but I tell you, no. Okay, go ahead. I had to do something. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to just go. Don't be distracted.
You just
distracted me.
If you had cold air and I got one hitting me running down your chest.
If you would wear long pants like everybody else, you got shorts on.
Yeah.
This is.
She got to tell you the secrets, doesn't she?
So it doesn't help you button. So he's buttoning the throat.
A lot of people don't realize that television lights are so hot that a lot of the way back when that you'd see them all dressed in suits, but they had shorts on because it was so hot. But people don't know that.
So you had a choice this morning.
But now
you put on your long pants, you put on your long jeans, and instead you wore the shorts because you think you're going to be hot. But you're going to just wake up.
Yeah, I guess so. Got to make a choice to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm glad I made the choice
to
know Jesus. I'm glad I made the choice to believe God for your salvation. I'm glad I made the choice to obey him and the different things that we've done over the years. And here it is. Now we're in the 49th year of
ministry.
And so, wow, what a blessing.
And I will tell you, it seemed that 49 years have been like, I thought, man, you know, and I've chose something that my family never chose. I'm talking about media family. I'm the only one left. All my brothers and sisters, they've gone home.
You keep saying that, but I'm still here.
Well, yeah, but you know, I'm talking about my blood brothers.
My last name's Duplantis.
Yeah, but my, you know, and I don't know why that bothers you.
I don't know why that you have to keep mentioning that.
Well, I'm going to tell you why if you let me.
You've said it
enough. Number two, I chose to live longer than they did. See, I chose it. I said, you know, you would tell me if they'd say something, boy, they were always talking about sickness. And boy, Jesse, you work so hard and you're going to be the first one to go and all that kind of stuff. And they've all gone. I'm not bragging about that because I'd prefer them to be here. But in about 3 months, I'll be 76 years old. I feel good, you know. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord because there's a choice in life and
you
death.
You have a choice of what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You have to choose.
I said, death and life's in the power of the tongue.
Yeah, and I love that. It says it in the New Living Translation, verse 19.
Okay.
Chapter 30, Deuteronomy mm-hmm. chapter 30, verse 19 says in the New Living Translation, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live.
And so people are seeing the choice that
you heaven might. Sees the choice, and they listen to that. Mm-hmm. And verse 20 goes on to say, you can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key to your life.
Amen.
And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this is the key to life and for what you choose.
Read that statement again about the key to the life.
This is the key to your life, it says. So, and well, it says you can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, number one, obeying Him, number two, and number three is committing yourself firmly to Him. And then it says this is the key to your life.
So your life, it's all about choices. That's a powerful statement, you know. Choose. Now watch this. You people say, well, you can't make choices for others. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Go with me to the book of Joshua. You back up. Deuteronomy Joshua, go forward here. Chapter 24.
The next book.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something.
The last chapter of the next book.
Joshua tells the nation of Israel the same thing as Moses here in chapter 24, verse 14. He says this, now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served and were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, that's rhema to us, because when Kathy got born again, she made up her mind to teach Jody. How old Jody was when you got born again?
About one and a half.
And you begin to teach her the Word of God.
She learned along with me. I had never read the Bible.
And I mean, we chose to do that. And then I got born again when she was about three, I think. And anyway, to make a long story, we chose that our house would become a holy place. We would choose to serve the Lord. We didn't have to. Didn't have to at all. And you know, and when I was working for the devil, I made a lot more money. But I didn't know nothing about the scriptures. So when I got born again, I didn't know anything about sowing and reaping. I heard all my life, give and don't expect anything in return, which is totally wrong.
Right.
I mean, God said, be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I didn't know. But when I began to find out what the scripture said about finance, boy, I said, oh, well, this is the key to be financially successful is giving. Not just how smart you are or if you cut a deal somewhere. No, giving. And it shall be given unto you. That's pretty good. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Watch this. Shall men give unto your bosom. In other words, God will give you favor with people. Now, that's amazing, but it has to have a choice. It starts off with the first word, give. That's a choice to do that. So we did, and God began to bless us. And today, and I'm not saying this arrogantly, and I made a lot of money as a rock musician, as a nightclub entertainer. I've done way better than I ever did when I served for the devil because I put the principles by choice that God put in the scripture. I was a tither and still am. And he said he would rebuke the devourer for my sake. So my stuff wouldn't wear out. That was amazing. You know, Jody didn't get sick. We didn't spend a lot of money on hospital bills and yourself and me. I mean, we chose to live like the word of God said we could live. Now, and it's such a blessing of the Lord. Now, you know, when my mama said, it's just your tough luck. You were born to me. You're going to get saved whether you like it or not. I used to say that all the time, but I really never understood that until God gave me this statement. And I love this. And if you're taking notes, write this down. He said, the promises of God are far greater, are far more powerful than the sins of people. See, the Bible said you have the promise of your family through the for 1,000 generations. Now, look at me when I say this. Mama saw that. She saw that no matter how bad I was, and I was, that the promise of God to her, because I was born to her, was greater than the sin I was committing. Mm. And that really became revelation to me. So I'm saying this right now to everyone that's watching. You got kids, they're not living the way they should. Maybe you raised them in church right, and they walked away or whatever. You know, if you'll stand on the promise, and here's another scripture, all the promises of God. Oh, yea and amen, which means yes, and so be it. And that's what mama believed. Then you took on that in the essence, maybe not those words, and said, I was going to get saved.
Yeah.
Your power of that promise became stronger than my sin. So now I had two of them against me. You know, I had my mama and I had Kathy. And I mean, 24/7, it was happening, see? So what are you thinking about today? What are you going to choose today? I believe the Lord, he told me this last week. I want you to deal with choices. I said, okay, Lord, and I will. He said, because you see, people are always blaming me, blaming for this, that God did that. We choose those things. We choose to make things bad. We choose to raise the price of food. Mankind. They don't have to just because it's in short supply, but they do it anyway. We choose to have wars. We choose to be mean and bitter, yet we can choose to be nice. You know, there's a statement I love when I go to England and then when I go preach over there and they eat something, say, oh, that was lovely. How they say that was lovely. You know, everybody's got that different word. And that's a good choice of words. Mm-hmm. Lovely, see? But you got to understand everything you're going through, somebody made a choice for you to go through it. Yeah, we wouldn't have inflation if people wouldn't be greedy. Wouldn't try to raise it. Don't shout me down. Listen to me. Wouldn't have to do any of that. No. You see, we could learn. We would have no murder, no rape, no malice. That's all done by choice. Do you see how powerful it is? I mean, that's why God wanted me to speak about that. But Joshua told his family, you live in this house. You're going to serve the Lord. Mm. Then he gave them a choice. You know, you can serve the gods before the flood, on the other side of the flood, or you can serve the gods of the Amorites where you're living at right now, or you can serve the great God Jehovah. Ooh, Adonai, Hashem. I mean, he's got over 70 names. And when you understand that, that's such a blessing. I choose every day, and Kathy does too, to do a devotion to the Lord every time we get up. I choose to. They don't have to. In fact, God never told me, get up every morning and pray to me. He's never said that to me. I choose to do that. On Easter, before I went to the church to preach the message, I went in. I have a chapel in my home. It's a beautiful thing. I chose to go take Holy Communion just by myself and thank him that he rose from the dead and gave me the power so I can understand that power of resurrection. That's what Paul said. I have to know him intimately. That's another choice, you see.
I love the fact that God chose me. I mean, you have to make it personal at some point. God chose me, and he set me apart for himself. And when I knew that he chose me, I chose him. And I was just looking through the scriptures about choosing and how important this is. Deuteronomy chapter 7, this is the King James Bible, verse 6 says, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all the people that are on the face of the earth. Now, you're speaking to the nation of Israel, but this now belongs to everyone that believes
Amen.
In him.
We're the seed of Abraham.
That's right. So verse 7, because it's by faith that we become the seed of Abraham. Verse 7 goes on to say, the Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep his oath which he had sworn to your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of the of bondmen from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And this is the verse I really want to get to, because this verse I often quote to myself. It always encourages me and blesses me. It says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. That's so lovely. This thousand generation blessing belongs to whosoever will believe, and you have access to the very throne of God. You can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive everything that you need in life. And it all begins with a choice. God chooses people. In fact, he's chosen that the whole world would be saved. And when we make the choice to believe in him, we are heir to all the promises, all the blessings. So but it's important that you make that choice with your own heart and say it with your own mouth. Like Joshua said, as for me and my house, me and my family, another translation says, we're going to serve the Lord. Everyone in some family needs to rise up, whether you're the youngest one or the oldest one, rise up and say in your heart, claim your family for God, down to a thousand generations. That's what your mother said.
Yeah.
It's his tough luck. He's born to me. I'm going to have all my children in heaven with me one day.
Well, it's like Mama always wanted everybody to be home for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Grandma. We went to Grandma's.
She started
house.
It. She's the first one born again in your family, right? Your grandmother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it your mama's mama or your daddy's mama?
That would be my mother's mother, yeah.
What a heritage.
The first person on my dad's side was my grandmother.
Was your grandmother and your mother's side say first or your dad's?
I'm not quite sure. You asked me that.
I need to find that out.
They're all in heaven now.
Maybe one of the cousins knows.
You read something. He said they chose the Jews.
Yeah.
It's because they were the leader. Why do you think, what do you think God saw in the Jewish race?
He had to establish that bloodline all the way back to Adam. So that he carried that in. That's why the genealogies are in the Bible. So we can see it all came there. So it came with the blood of one man down, and then the blood of course, God gave birth to Jesus through Mary.
And so, watch that. And God thought it's so important.
He established the generations and how it came from God originally, even though it was corrupted through different things over the years.
And
God always
us,
had a plan.
Because we were.
He chose us.
We were dogs, and the Jews wouldn't touch us. And all of a sudden he said, I'm going to make you the seed of Abraham. Mm-hmm. It was a choice. Actually, it was the choice of love to simply just do that. So, there's something you can thank God for every day of your life, because there's so much he has chosen for us in every which way, shape, or form. So Joshua said that. And it was amazing. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Mm. And me and Kathy's got something that she framed and put on the wall when we go out to our car to get, and it says, as far as me and my, it says that the Planet family, it says, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
That's
now,
right.
Catherine knows a lot about choices. Every day she chooses to do her hair different. Every day she puts on different earrings. Every day she changes something to me, and she looks for certain kind of clothes. She's always online shopping, if not shopping, looking, I don't know, whatever, you know, and it's amazing. And it's not a thing wrong with it.
That's right.
We choose to eat dinner at the place we got. In fact, the other night, Lord, I bought so much pizza. Man, my God, you'd have thought I was an Italian. I mean, we had a good time. And Chrissy's sister came in, and we saw her and George. And actually, George, if you listen to this, I went to get up, and Kathy said, pay for George. I said, Kathy, I think I'm going to pay for George and his family for their pizza and the kids. And Kathy already had thought of it. She had $100 in your hand. She said, I already thought of that. And you gave me the $100 to go over there and take care of their meal. And it was a blessed night. And then when the little waitress came, I said, I'm going to bless her with $100. And then I blessed her with $100. And I'm not bragging about that. And we had four other people beside me and Catherine. So it was six of us at the table. And I paid for that. And that was over $100. I was just flat enjoying myself because I had the ability to choose to do that. And I did. Now, you don't think God going to bless me? Yes, he going to bless me. Yeah, but that was just a pizza. It may be just a pizza, but God notices everything.
You know, I remember when the waitress received it, she was overwhelmed.
She was overwhelmed. She said, "Are you
serious?" She says, "Yeah, I got a teenager and a high schooler and oh, yeah. She had like two or three boys or something." So she needed that blessing.
Well, sure she does.
And God used us because we chose to be a blessing.
Chose to be a blessing.
That household was impacted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, when you choose to be a blessing to this ministry, I want to thank the partners because it's a choice. You don't have to do it at all. When you choose to send in your faithful financial support, and especially on a monthly basis, my God, it was such a blessing. I ask the Lord for every dollar given to the ministry to give me a soul into the kingdom. I make that choice to do that.
Yeah.
And when I finish this, I'm going to be leaving to go preach somewhere. I mean, I'm going, man. There ain't no other choice in the matter. That's because I chose that. So if you're a partner, thank you for choosing us and trusting us and believing in us because we believe in you. If you'd like to be a partner, you can do it today by going to jdm.org. That's our website. You can do a donation if you like. Mm-hmm. And do a nation. That's what donation means. Do a nation. That's what we do.
Wow.
Or you can use PayPal if you'd like to do that. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. And I hope you do. Or you can use our free JDM app and select the giving that you choose. Or you can just send in an old-fashioned check the old way. Whatever, 100%. I choose to do this. 100% of what you give goes in the world evangelism. Doesn't come to me and Kathy. We have to reach people to change lives one soul at a time. Do you see that? See, and when you, so everywhere I see nothing but choices. Every employee that's working for me, they chose to come. They did. They put in a resume.
They chose to apply. We chose to hire them.
Yeah.
They chose to stay
it's
working
amazing.
And do an excellent job, which they do. And every day we all have choices that we make
Amen.
In life.
And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. You can choose Jesus Christ right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just talking about the religion called Christianity. I'm talking about a person. That's what Paul said, that I might know him intimately, have more than a relationship,
right.
But a fellowship. Where you can get up every morning like I do. Hello, Jesus. Hi, Jesse. Oh, when you know each other, it's just such a blessing. Can I pray with you right now? I feel led of the Lord to pray. Maybe you would like to get born again. And you know what? I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, Church of God, Word of Faith, Full Gospel, Assemblies of God, United Pentecostal, Amish, Lutheran, my Lord, whatever. Pray this prayer with you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life.
Forgive me.
Of all my sins. I choose you today.
As my Lord and
Savior. I pray this prayer. Right now.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Amen.
If you prayed that with us, you just got born again.
Yes.
That's why you're going, welcome to the family.
Yes.
Now, I may never physically meet you here on the earth, but I promise you, I will meet you in heaven.
Amen.
And I keep my word. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Thank you for accepting him. Now, you may say, well, what church should I go to? Choose one that preaches and teaches the Bible. Let God guide you and direct you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. And you know what? Every day of your life, you have an opportunity to go boldly to the throne of grace with a petition and a supplication. Watch this, with thanksgiving, which means if he tells you to say thank you, he's going to answer your prayer.
Amen.
I chose to say something to Kathy the other day. I think it was yesterday morning, and she was doing it. I said, Kathy, you want something? She said, what? I said, you want something? I just felt like, you want me to buy you something? Yeah. No, I said, well, just if you want something, I don't know what you want. I said, we'll go get it, just whatever,
Mm-hmm.
And it was just such a blessing. And a lot of times we choose.
That's really the heart of God. He's a giving God.
Oh,
and he's
yes.
always looking to bless. And this is when we live for him, we begin to imitate his character and his ways. We're always looking for a way to bless one another
that's
or
right.
bless others.
And she just chose to interrupt me, and I'm right in the middle of she just jumped in.
Well, I have to,
you
otherwise
have to do
I won't
it.
Get
that's
to
a
talk.
Blessing. What's and vice versa?
I got to interrupt you.
And vice versa.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I got some testimonies to read,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, would you read some?
I would love to.
We're almost at the
it's
end of the program,
choice.
So give it a shot.
Is it? We don't have a time limit.
No, we don't have a time limit. We choose.
That's right. This one, I want to read this one first because this one blessed me. This is from Carrie. Jesse, you're such a blessed man, but I believe Kathy is your biggest blessing.
Kathy wrote that, blessing. Put that, her name
I did
with it,
not,
called
I
Carrie.
Promise, no. Listen to this. It says, I'm so happy for you both. Thanks for your teachings.
Read the whole thing, start over again.
Because you interrupted me.
Yeah, I know, I interrupted you. So
that's why I learned it.
I know it. Go ahead, say it again.
Okay, Carrie says, Jesse, you're such a blessed man, but I believe Kathy is your biggest blessing. I'm so happy for you both. Thanks for your teachings. Complete oneness. What a beautiful God we have.
Praise the Lord.
Great.
I agree with that.
Hallelujah. Well, good.
Go ahead, keep reading.
I think you're my biggest blessing.
Well, thank you. I was waiting for you to say that.
And then this one says, from Connie, says, I'm thankful for you and Kathy. We are so blessed because your example of giving and your honesty makes me want to do the same. God is good, and you represent him well.
Praise the Lord. Thank
that.
You for
Close
saying that.
In line with what we've been saying, actually. And Patricia says, watching from Queensland, Australia, thank you for this special message. Love you all.
We're coming to Australia in May.
The end of May.
I hope you can come to one of our services there. We're going to be all over from Perth to Sydney, mm-hmm, and points in between.
Yes. And our schedule's on our app. You can always watch that in the magazine. We list that in
Amen.
That, as well as we always post things on the social media platforms. This one is from Keholani. It says, Jesse, you don't need a facelift. Your face is bright and joyous and genuinely exudes the light of Jesus. Your sense of humor is outstanding. Don't you or Kathy ever change. You both are loved and respected and covered in prayer by Christians all around the world.
Well, you said that one time to some people you wrote, say, you don't need a facelift. Facelift, just watch my husband. He'll make you smile.
No, it was an ad in the magazine that I
I
created years ago. I have to go get it and recreate it and put it again there. In there it says, need a facelift that everyone will notice? Watch Jesse Duplantis, is what I said. So I was promoting, I think, the broadcast
or
something
like
in the magazine.
Yeah, I like to put smiles on people's faces.
Yeah.
And what else we got?
Two more. Brenda says, hey, Jesse, it's good to see you. We love your Merry Hard Doeth Good Like a Medicine series, especially the story about Fritz and the one you broke all the windows out of washing them with the fire hose.
That's right. Yeah.
Love you and Kathy. It's a great story.
That's a great story. You got one more?
Uh-huh. This one says, so much love to you all. And may God's blessings pour into your lives as Jesus poured his blood out for all who will believe.
See, every one of those people chose to send in a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You know, and I hope you enjoyed today, because we enjoyed coming into your home. We don't take it for granted. And once again, I pray that you become a partner to this ministry. To me, it's not about the money. It's about souls into the kingdom. But you know, and I know, it takes money just to function and operate in everything we do. But that's all right. Our God supplies all our need according to his riches in glory.
Amen.
Till next week, we love you. Jess and Kathy say, see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.